Detention for hospitalization has not gone up. Where we're getting increased cost is Medicaid doesn't pay for people between the ages of... Okay, well...
Number eight.
Everybody has a copy of this? Everybody has a copy? So I need your cheese scarf there, Mark. This is certainly the Human Service Committee. I think every committee and board has seen this before, but we've updated it for you. Jim Trushan's also here from the Division of Aging and Disability Services. Laverne is sick today, or she would have been here. We told her to stay away from us as the flu goes around.
Thank you.
So what we've done is just kind of give you an update in the various categories here, along with some attachments if you want to get into more of the nitty-gritty and what's been going on. But just to show what's happened since we last discussed this, Kenosha Human Development Services has one psychiatrist, two full-time psychiatric APNPs, and soon we're going to have that 40 hours a week telepsychiatry, which was a grant that was funded through Aurora. So it just takes a while to get all that set up, but that's in moving forward. Two people have received the Martha Howell Scholarships toward careers in mental health. I know at least one of those was a kid's employee and is planning on returning back to your agency or at least this community. Is that
correct? Currently still is with us.
Oh, he's still with you.
She,
okay.
Tish.
Okay, what about Jason?
Jason Free does work a little bit for us as well. So there were two recipients from KHDS, Jason Free and Ashley Tish.
And there was one, there were actually three.
Yeah, and Jack, I think, is part of that that group that looks at those scholarship requests and things like this. We have three new psychiatric practices have opened up in Kenosha, utilizing APNPs. There's one really close to the county administration building, just down next to the Madrigano Law Offices down in there. They just opened up, I think, the first part of this year and are receiving folks. We have the Wisconsin Higher Education Aids Board has grants for psychiatrists who practice in underserved areas, and that's a federal definition on what meets that classification, and certainly there's pockets of Kenosha that meet that. For example, we use that as part of our WIC office that's over in our clinic in the WIC office on 63rd and 20th Avenue. That's an underserved area in our community, so we're able to use that office to help that area. And then the Medical College of Wisconsin, just last week, received a state grant to increase resident positions in psychiatry. So that's a benefit, hopefully, to this area soon.